Imagine a new global language designed to unite people. Wait a minute, wasn't that called Esperanto? Well, Esperanto never really got off the ground. Now imagine the same concept, but this time for people who chat online or send text messages. The language would be written and spoken with simple rules. That's exactly what a guy in Barcelona has come up with. His language is called Nol, and it's catching on, at least in some countries. The world's Jerry Haddon has the story.
In his small downtown office, Enrique Cabrejas is writing a novel. It's called 8 Days a Week. He reads from it.
Ampli, betina, labo blaki, mers luke trau ram Dublin.
Through the large, wide windows, she scrutinizes the dark tide in the distance, which brings her memories of Dublin and its northerly winds.
Cabrejas will have a tough time finding an editor or reviewer for his novel, because the language he's writing in, Nol, is only 6 months old. And Cabrejas invented it. The idea came to him while studying Russian in St. Petersburg. The students on his program came from all corners of the world, and they were struggling with the language barrier.
Porque siempre hay la duda de decir, bueno, a ver, si yo hablo español, tú hablas inglés.
Cabrejas says there's always a hesitancy. I might speak Spanish and you English and another guy Chinese. So you break the ice with Nol, and then you can always switch to another language. The key to Nol is simplicity.
A, B, C, D.
It has just 23 letters, and most words look more like abbreviations. That's because Cabrejas envisioned Nol mainly as a written language and not on paper. Rather, via cell phone text messages, for example. In many parts of the world, the more you write, the more you pay, which is why text messaging already has its own shorthand. Nol is even more abbreviated. For example, the phrase, pleased to meet you, in Nol, has just 4 characters. It would sound like this.
Llegado.
Cabreja says his Nol website is getting tens of thousands of hits a month from Germany, Russia, Argentina, and above all, Mexico. At Mexico's National Autonomous University, communications professor José Miguel Álvarez is teaching Nol to his students. Among them is Daniel.
Comenzamos a estudiar el Nol.
He says, I learned about Nol in class. I like the language's webpage, and I've been using it to write some text messages. Do I see a future for Nol? Yes. It is beginning to filter into our conversations. And established languages are filtering into Nol too, says Professor Álvarez. He's less optimistic about Nol's future, at least as a global language.
Este es un nuevo idioma que puede trascender.
He says the idea that Nol can transcend borders and unite people who don't speak the same languages is unrealistic. For example, some young people are using it already here in Mexico, but it's combining with the existing text message shorthand. So Nol won't serve as a bridge to others who speak entirely different languages.
Se utiliza como una abreviatura de los propios idiomas.
Back in Barcelona, Enrique Cabrejas says that's fine. He says he knew the day he jotted down the first Nol words that this would be his Frankenstein, something he'd create but not control. There'll be a German version of Nol, an English version, and so on, he says. But as the inventor and keeper of Nol and its grammar, Cabrejas wants to make himself indispensable.
O sea, esta comunidad se van a entender entre ellos. Y está también.
He says each linguistic group will develop its own version of Nol. But if one group wants to talk to another, it will have to pass through my office. We're creating a world online, just like Facebook. This is another place to network, but based on language. Cabrejas says that idea has at least one major cell phone company talking possible sponsorship. And though he insists he didn't invent Nol to make money, he says with corporate support, Nol might just grow into a global tongue for the digital age. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
For more on all kinds of unusual languages, check out our new podcast, The World in Words. You can find it at theworld.org.